The invasive aquatic plant Elodia is growing in a few Alaska freshwater sites, and work continues to fight it back. KUAC's Dan Bross reports on a new tool being used in the battle with Elodia.
A gas-powered suction dredge, more typically employed to suck up gold-rich sediment, is being used to vacuum up the prolific weed known for crowding out native plants and fish. Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District invasive plant specialist Darcy Echeverry is leading the fight to rid Chena Slough and other local waters of Elodia. Her latest weapon is a 16-foot dredge-equipped boat.
So this is our pontoon boat that we have a suction dredge mounted to, and it's set up to be scuba diver operated. This metal bin on the back is a sluiceway, and it's got different compartments with bags attached to the bottom that the Elodia and water will flow into, and the bags will fill up with Elodia. The water will filter out and go back into the slough or the lake, wherever we're working. So as if one compartment fills, we just close this off and the next bag will fill up.
Echeverry led a team that tested the new dredge boat at the Chena Lakes Recreation Area in North Pole, successfully sucking up several bags of Elodia, including the roots. Chena Lakes Rec Area Manager Ricky Borland points to the water around the boat launch, where Elodia is growing prolifically.
Yeah, you can see there's a pretty good little clump there, and yeah, over in that area it's definitely thicker. We don't want it to start choking out the fish populations and the other species that are in there.
The pontoon dredge boat's big challenge is Chena Slough, where Elodia was first detected in 2010 and has grown along 10 miles of the waterway in North Pole. Echeverry says it'll be a test of the mechanical harvest versus another approach to Elodia eradication.
We haven't eliminated herbicides from our toolbox, and we're planning on using this for 3 weeks this summer and cleaning up a half-mile stretch of Chena Slough. And we'll use that information of how long it takes us and how much fuel we burn, how much manpower hours, to really evaluate.
Elodia is a problem in waters worldwide. It's suspected to have made it to Fairbanks via a dumped aquarium and has also cropped up in lakes in Anchorage and Cordova. Echeverry says the Elodia suction dredge boat, the first in Alaska, is modeled after one successfully used to combat aquatic weeds in the state of Maine. It was purchased with federal funds and will be available for use statewide. The Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District is looking for people to help out with the Chena Slough project, including taking bags of collected Elodia for composting. In North Pole, I'm Dan Bross.